I don't know that he's very clever, she said one day when I was looking at the photograph, but I know he's good. He has a charming character. The daughter was 14. Her hair, thick and dark like her mother's, fell over her shoulders in fine profusion, and she had the same kindly expression and sedate, untroubled eyes. They're both of them the image of you, I said. Yes, I think they're more like me than their father. Why have you never let me meet him? I asked. Would you like to? She smiled. Her smile was really very sweet. And she blushed a little. It was singular that a woman of that age should flush so readily. Perhaps her naivety was her greatest charm. You know, he's not at all literary, she said. He's a perfect Philistine. She said this not disparagingly, but affectionately rather, as though by acknowledging the worst about him, she wished to protect him from the aspersions of her friends. He's on the stock exchange, and he's a typical broker. I think he'd bore you to death. Does he bore you? I asked. You see, I happen to be his wife. I'm very fond of him. She smiled to cover her shyness, and I fancied she had a fear that I would make the sort of jibe that such a confession could hardly have failed to elicit from Rose Waterford. She hesitated a little. Her eyes grew tender. He doesn't pretend to be a genius. He doesn't even make much money on the stock exchange. But he's awfully good and kind. I think I should like him very much. I'll ask you to dine with us quietly sometime, but mind, you come at your own risk. Don't blame me if you have a very dull evening.